Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Well, I'm going to stay with it because he's a hot name right as we're recording this. So let's have some fun, Metcalf. Colin Murray Boyles.
Oh, you took one from me.
It's on my list. So if we have the same list, I love it. Right now, in the SEC tournament, they're beating Arkansas by 19 with 3 minutes left, and he has 24, 7, 2, 4 steals on 11 of 15, shooting 2 for 3 from the free throw line. We mocked him at no ceilings to Chicago at 12. People were like, what the hell? And I was like, welcome to draft season.
A couple of us wanted him earlier.
Yeah, a couple wanted it earlier. I think he would be the ultimate. You're swinging on just impact, high impact, really young, 6'8", 230, versatile piece. You're swinging on, we'll figure out the shot. I think this is a legit name that really could start to cook. And I think he's doing it right now. And this is where, like, these tournaments carrying it into, if they survive one or two games and he performs, I think that's going to heat up in a hurry. So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the shot too? Like, cause I know you wrote about him at NoSealingsNBA.com. There we go.
Plug number two. Let's go.
Plug number two. It's free. So what are your thoughts about everything? Cause you just wrote about
it. I'm a little more skeptical on the shot than others seem to be.
Are you skeptical on the three-point shot, or like could he develop a little Julius Randle mid-range?
So
I told you guys, I was like, I watched him and I was like, this seems like a very raw version of Kentucky Julius Randle. And I told everyone, yes, I understand what a beast Julius Randle was at Kentucky, but I'm saying this one seems like one that's further away in his development, which is scary how good of a defensive asset he is right now.
Yes, and I see less Julius Randle and more Bam Adebayo. Okay. I threw out that question in the chat the other day and got absolute silence back. So always appreciate that from the No Ceilings crew. Just fantastic stuff. Just asking a question. Am I insane for seeing a little bit of Bam in Colin Murray Boyles? And I don't really buy the 3-point shot developing like Julius Randle's has, because Julius Randle's turned into a legit knockdown 3-point shooter. Maybe I'm a little scarred from him just dropping 40 against the Timberwolves every time they play, and he's an all NBA guy. I don't see Murray Boyles necessarily getting to that level with his jumper. But it wouldn't surprise me if he starts becoming kind of a reliable 15 to 18 foot face up mid range knockdown guy, consistently hit turnaround stuff in the paint. Improve that kind of way, like we've seen from Bam Adebayo. But a lot of the indicators weren't super promising going back to high school. So I know he was a little more willing to shoot in high school. He hasn't really been allowed to or asked to shoot or even look to shoot in college. So obviously the willingness, the lack of volume, the lack of sample there is concerning. And I'm skeptical, especially since the free throw percentage is pretty meh. Anyways, kind of like Castle, though, he just fucking rocks at everything else. In terms of defense, he's an absolute monster, freak on the boards on both ends of the floor, and absolutely fantastic passer, especially for his position. So I think he could play some small ball center, but most ideal role is probably as a four next to a stretch big. You know, we talked about OKC earlier. I love that fit for him. Provide some rebounding help, boost their defensive profile while also adding in that passing. You throw him next to a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns. I think there are a lot of different routes that you could go with him, and he could really elevate the team or the rotation on both ends of the floor. So I'm a little more skeptical on the shot, but it's really tough for me not to buy into everything else he does. And, you know, we know that there are some analytics groups in the league who are falling head over heels for him.
Yeah. I mean, we had someone in the chat bring up kind of like, oh, Chicago, that's just them going Patrick Williams 2.0 experiment. And it's like, when you go look at Patrick Williams in college, like he was not doing the box score filling like Murray Boyles is doing. Like it's crazy. And I'm talking about like steals, blocks. Now, Patrick was shooting it from a little bit outside, and he had a phenomenal pre-draft process and just scorched upwards in a hurry. And this could be that if you're thinking that, because there is teams like Metcalf brought up OKC where you're like, hey, we have all the offensive firepower we need. We just drafted Cason Wallace, who is going to be a fantastic defensive asset moving forward, and the offensive upside's being unlocked. What if we got a versatile defender off the bench? Like, what if you played him and Chet together against the against bench rotation? Like, it's just find the NBA skill. Don't focus on what they can't do. What can this team, what can this prospect bring to a team? And Murray Boyles is crazy upside with the ability to be a winning player. And I think that's why teams are going to be really intrigued with his game.
Yeah. And I think with a guy like him, I know for the vast majority of prospects, it's always, well, what's the shot going to be? Can he shoot it? Does he have to shoot it? And I think with Murray Boyles, I know that's probably the right answer, but it kind of feels lazy and ignores everything else that he does. I know a big part of evaluation and scouting and all that kind of stuff is, what can't he do? What are the major holes in his game? What are the red flags? What's going to keep him off the court? And maybe at the end of the day, the shot is going to be that for him. But we also have to look at what can he do? What does he do game in and game out? And kind of similar to Castle, he does everything else at an extremely high level. I highly recommend going back and watching that Tennessee game the other week, because his defense and his rebounding was absurd, especially for a freshman. So I think he's one of these guys where it's like, yeah, it'd be great if he shoots it. At the end of the day, he'll probably have to, but it wouldn't shock me if he's one of the few who are really able to overcome that just because of the versatility and the impact that he consistently has night in and night out on both ends of the floor.